Mesilas Yesharim Nehakdoma. Amar HaMechaber, the author says, HaChibur HaZeh Lo Chibartiv LaLamed Livnei HaAdam Ez HaShal Lo Yodo. This compilation I didn't put together to teach people that which they do not know, Ela LaHaskirim Es HaYadu Alhem, rather to remind them of that which they do know, Kvar, already, Umafursim Eslam Pirzim Gadol, and that which is very clear to everyone. Kilo simtza berov devarai ela devarim sherov bnei ha'adam yodim osam v'lo mistapkim mehem klal. Because you won't find in most of the words that I say only things that most people know them and they don't doubt them at all. Elesha kefi rov persumam, rather because of their being so clear, ucheneged mash amitam gluya lakol, and since their truth is revealed to everyone, kach ha'helem mehem motzi me'od v'atshich ha'rab, so too the ignorance from them and the forgetfulness of these items is very much. Therefore, the purpose for this sefer will not be fulfilled by reading it just once. Because it can be that a person might not find things that are new to his mind, any chidushim, anything new, until after just reading it one time, which he didn't know beforehand, rather just a few things. The purpose for the sefer will come through reviewing it and toiling it. Because he will be reminded of the things that are forgotten by people by nature. And a person will take to heart his obligations that he has forgotten. Vesira, and you should see, if you think about presently most of the people, most of the world, because most people who are of intellect that are very quick and smart and sharp, Yosimu Rov his bonanusam, Bahistaklusam, Bedakos Hachmos, Vomakayunim, they place most of their thought and their contemplation in the very fine matters of wisdom and deep thoughts that they delve into. Ish ish kafinatiya sikhlo vechishko hativi, each person according to where their mind is bent towards and what they desire naturally. There are people who delve into thinking about the nature and the creation. And other people will put their thoughts into astronomy or mathematics. Other people into certain trades, labors. And others go more into Kodesh. Dahinu limud ha-Torah ha-Kadosha, who go into learning Torah. Mehem bepilpulei ha-halachos, some who are mefalpil in halachos. Mehem bemidrashim, some learn through midrashim. Mehem bepiskei adinim, or whether it's for psak din, for halacha. Ach me'atim yihyu min ha-min hazeh asher yekbu iyon v'limur al inyanei shlemos ha-avoda. But there are very few people who establish their depth of learning into things of making your avodas Hashem more complete. Al ha'ava, for ava Hashem, al ha'yira, for yira Hashem, al ha'dveikos, to connecting to Hashem, ba'al kol shar chelkei ha'chasidus, and for all the other aspects of chasidus. And it's not because these people don't view these things to be very important and fundamental to them. If you would ask them, everybody would answer you that this is the greatest fundamental basic principle that they need to know. And there won't be a chacham who is a complete chacham who doesn't know all of these things to be true. Ach mashalo yirbu la ayin olav hu mimnei rov pirsum advarim upshitusam etzlam. Rather, the reason why they don't delve into these things and spend time to think about these is because they are so revealed and out in the open, and they're so simple to them. Shalo yiroe lohem tzorech lahutzi biyunam zman rav, that they don't find a purpose or a want to take a lot of time and spend time thinking about it. Vlo yishor limud hadvarim ho'ele ukriyas hasvarim mizeh hamin. And it's not left these learning of these types of svarim and focusing on these types of things. And the only people who wind up learning these things are people who their seichel is not so strong, they don't have such intellect, capabilities. And they're very coarse-type people. These are the people that you see delving into these types of svarim, these types of thoughts, and they're consistent with it. And to the point where, if you see somebody trying to act with the midas of chasidos to try to improve himself and his character, he is a suspect of being somebody who is very coarse and lacking intellect. V'ulam toldos haminhag hazeh ro'os me'od lachachamim ulevilti chachamim. But these practices are very bad, both for chachamim and for people who are not chachamim. Ki gorim shemeela umeela yachzar chasidos ha'amiti, because both are lacking the true chasidos of what it means. And it's still very precious to be able to find this somewhere in the world. Because it's lacking from the chachamim because they don't spend time on it, and it's lacking from the people who are not chachamim because they don't understand exactly what they're supposed to be doing with it. So people tend to think that chasidus means that they have to say many tehillim and they have to say many long viduyim to confess all their chatoim. It's almost kashim, difficult fast, utvilos, kerach, v'sheleg, and immersing yourself in snow and ice. Kulam devarim asher ein haseichel nachbohem. These are all things that the mind doesn't sit well with them. Ve'ein hadas shoketa, and the mind can't understand it. Vachasidus ha'amiti hanirtza v'hanechmad. But the real chasidus, which is desired and wanted, rochok mitzir sechleinu, is very distant from our mind. Kizeh dover pashut, because this is something that is very obvious. Milsa de lo ramya alei de enosh lavadaiti. Something that a person doesn't place to heart is not going to be in his mind. Ve'ava pi shekvar kevuim belev kol ha'odam hayosher haschalosav v'yisodosav. And even though it's already implanted in the heart of every person, any person who is straight, all the basis for these thoughts, if a person doesn't delve into them, he'll see things and he won't recognize them. And he'll pass by them and he won't even pick up on it. You should see. That these matters of chasidus and fearing Hashem and loving Hashem and purifying your heart, they're not things that are naturally implanted in a person, to the point where you don't need any intermediary to be able to acquire them. Rather, it could be like a person will find within himself, just like you find any other natural types of motions within you. Kashena v'hayakitza, like sleeping and awaking. Hara'a v'hasova, like being hungry and being satiated. V'chol shart hatunos hachakukos b'tiveinu, like all other natural things that are implanted within us. Rather, they require more. They require intermediaries and plans to be able to acquire them. And a person has to make sure that the things that detract from them and distance them from a person don't happen. And you shouldn't be lacking ways to stay away from that which detracts you and takes you away from these midos. In Cain, therefore, Efo, however, how could we not take out time to focus on this? Ladas amitas hadvarim, to know the truth of these things, v'ladas haderech leknosim ulekaimam, and to know the proper way to be able to attain them and to uphold them. May ayin tovo achochma hazos belev ha'odam, how will these chochmas enter a person's heart? Im lo yevakshana, if we don't request it, we don't desire it. V'chemet shekvar his ames etzal kol chochom tzorech t'mimus ha'avoda, and since everybody knows, and it's truthful to everybody, that this avodas Hashem is necessary. Bechovas taharosa v'nikiona shezulas eila eina nirtzes vadei klol. That a person has to have tahara, purification, and cleanliness. That without that, these would not be possible at all. elinim eses umisoeves. Rather, it's abominable and despicable. Ki chol levavos doresh Hashem, all hearts search Hashem, v'chol yetzer machshavos humevin, and Hashem knows all of a person's thoughts. Manana b'yom tochecha, what are we going to answer on the day of rebuke? Im hisrashalnu min ha'ayin hazeh, if we were lacking in delving into these things, v'hinachnu dovar shu kol kach mutol aleinu, and we let go of something that is so incumbent upon us, shu ikar ma Hashem alokeinu shalom mi'imaru, that's the main thing of what Hashem requests from us. Haytachin, is it possible sheyiga v'yamol tzichlinu b'chakiros ashalunis chayamnu bam, that we can toil and delve our minds into things that we're not obligated to, and thoughts and discussions that won't provide us with anything, and we learn laws that are not applicable to us, and that which we are obligated to our Creator, a great obligation, the hergel, we'll just leave it to our normal habitual process, and we're just going to leave it as something being wrote to people. If we don't look into and we don't delve into what is the truth of fearing Hashem and what are its aspects, so how are we supposed to acquire it? And how are we supposed to stay away from the nothingness of this world that makes us forget it from our hearts? We can go and be forgotten of these matters, even if we know that we are obligated to do it. Ha'ava kamochin, and so too loving Hashem. Im lo nishtadal likbo osa b'levavenu b'choach kol ha'emtzoyim ha'magim osan olzeh, if we don't work hard to establish it in our hearts, in all the ways that we can go about acquiring it, ech nimtzo'eha b'bonu, how are we going to find it amongst us? Me'ayin yovo hadvekos v'hayis latos b'nafshosenu, where, from where is the clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those feelings of connecting to Hashem, and the firing desires in our souls, Imo Yisbarach, to connect with Hashem, Bim Torahso, and with His Torah, Im Lo Nisha El Gudulaso, Vel Romamuso, Ashal Yol Bilibeno Hadvekosazet. If we don't start contemplating and connecting to the greatness and the exaltedness of Hashem, that will bring these feelings out of our hearts. Ech titar machshavteinu im lo nishtadel de nakosa min amumen shematil b'hateva hagufni. So how are we supposed to purify our thoughts if we don't work hard to acquire these things and to remove the blemishes that are in our own physical nature? V'amidos kulam hatzrichos kemochin tikon hayashara v'ayashara, and the midos, all the midos that require also that we fix them up and make them straight. Who's going to make them straight, and who's going to fix these midos if not for us paying attention to it, and that we have to pay much attention to it and be very specific on it, greatly so. Halo imiyonu al hadavar iyon amiti, is it not that if we would think about something very great, that we would come out to the truth of it, and we would be doing great things to ourselves, and we would teach it to other people, and we would help them become better also. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, if you search it like silver and like jewels, you will desire it. Then you will understand Yiras Hashem. Eino omer oz tovin filosofia, it doesn't say that then you will understand philosophy, oz tovin tichuna, then you will understand astronomy, oz tovin refuah, then you'll understand medicine, oz tovin dinim, or you'll understand law, oz tovin halachos, or you'll understand halachos, ela oz tovin yiras Hashem, only if you search after it, then you will discover yiras Hashem. Harei lecha, this is proof to you. Shalahovin hayira, in order to understand yiras Hashem, tzorech levakesh osa kakosef, ulachabes osa kamatmonim. You have to search after it like silver, and you have to search deeply like its jewels. Hadai efo b'meshe malumad lanu me'avoseinu. But the problem is that what is taught to us from our fathers, of meshe mafursa mesel kobnei das derechlol, or that which is known amongst everybody and which everybody does in general, or the fact that we find much time to delve into other matters and not into these matters.
Why would a person not designate for himself certain times, lefachos lehistaklos hazeh,
to clear out some time from his other things that he's doing, just to focus in a little bit on these matters? The pasuk in Iyov says, "Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma." Yiras Hashem is chachma. Va'omer Rabbeinu Zechonu Lebracha. Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, "Hein achas." Hein is one. Shekem b'loshin yevani korin la'achas hein. In Greek, the word one is referred to as hein. Harei shehayira hi chachma v'hi lavada chachma. So yira is chachma and it's alone chachma. Uvada she'ein nikra chachma ma she'ein bo iyun. Now obviously you wouldn't refer to something as chachma if it didn't require much analysis and depth of thought. Acha emasi, but the truth is ki iyun gadol tzorich al kol advarim ha'ile l'das osam be'emes. There is much depth of knowledge that is required for all of these things to know them truthfully. V'lo outside adimyon v'hasvara hakozeves, but not just for mere your imagination and your possible deception in your own thoughts. Kol shekein liknos osam lahasigon. All the more so to be able to acquire them and to really attain them. Umishi is bonin bam yira, and if somebody does put thought into it, he will see. She'ena chasidos tali ba'osam hadavarim she'yachshivu hamischadim hatipshim, that the things that really bring them about are not what people who try to be chasidim who are foolish. Ela bedivrei shleimos amiti v'chochma rabba, they will rather find things of ultimate completion of a person that are true and great wisdom. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us by saying in Devarim. And now, Yisrael, what does Hashem request of you? Rather just to fear Hashem your God, and to go in all of His ways, and to love Him, and to serve Hashem your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul, to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem and His statutes. In these verses are included all of the aspects of completion of a person's service of Hashem that is wanted by Hashem. Behem, hayira, and they are yira, fearing Hashem, ha'alicha b'drachav, walking in His ways, ha'ava, loving Hashem, shleimos halev, complete heart, ushmiras kol ha'mitzvos, and keeping all of the mitzvos. Hayira hi yiras ruma muso yizbarach. Yira is fearing Hashem. Sheyira milafan of you should be afraid from before Him. Kamo sheyira milifnei melech godov lenora. Just as if you would be in front of a great, fearful king. Ve'yevosh migdulos, and you should be embarrassed from His greatness. Al kol tenua shehu bol his noeya, on every move that you make. Kol shekein bedabro lefan of betfila, and all the more so when you come before Him to daven, to pray, o ba'osko b'soroso, or to delve into His Torah. Ha'alicha b'drachov, walking in His ways, kolel includes kol inyan yosher hamidos v'sikunam, all aspects of straightening your midos, your character traits, v'sikunam, and to fix them up. And this is what Chazal explained in the Gemara in Shabbos. Mahu rachum af ato rachum. Just like Hashem is merciful, so too you shall be merciful. Ochlol kol ze sheyinag ha'adam kol midosav v'chol minei pe'olosav al pi hayosher v'hamusa. And the bottom line of rule of all this is that a person has to practice and straighten out all of his midos and all of his actions to the proper discipline that is necessary of him. And Chazal laid out for us in Avos, Kol shi tiferes leoseh v'siferes lo min ha'adam, anything that is a glory for those who do it and a glory from mankind. The Haina, which is Kol haholich el tachles ha'atova hamitis, anybody who goes towards the goal of perfect and true goodness, dehainu, which is shetolad to chizuk haTorah, which its results are strengthening in Torah, v'sikun achavos hamedinos, and strengthening, joining together of different groups. Ha'ava, love is
That a person should implant within his heart love of Hashem. Until he awakens in his soul to do something good that Hashem would like.
Just like a person's heart and soul is awoken to do good things that their father or their mother would want them to do.
And a person feels bad if they are lacking this either from themselves or from other people.
And a person should be zealous of this and want other people to do it.
And a person will have great simcha when he actually fulfills this and does this.
Shleimos halevu. What is shleimos halev? Completion of heart.
Shetiya ha'avoda lefanav yisborach betohar hakavana.
That avodas Hashem should be before you with purity of intention.
The haina, which is
l'sachles avodaso belvad v'lo l'shum pni acheres.
That it should be solely for the focus of serving Hashem and not for any other purpose at all.
B'nichlo b'zeh. Included in this is
shiyeya sholem ba'avoda. That a person be complete in his service to Hashem.
And not like somebody who is straddling two sides of the fence,
or somebody just doing things by rote.
But a person has to be entirely focused onto this.
Shmiras kol ha-mitzvos, keeping all the mitzvos, kemashmo, like it is understood simply.
Tehainu, which is shmiras kol ha-mitzvos, keeping all the mitzvos, kulon, every single one,
bechol dikdugayen usnoehen,
with all of their specifications and requirements.
Vihine,
kol eila klolim tzrichim peirush gadol.
All of these rules require much explanation.
Umatzosi lachachmenu zirchonim lebracha, and I have found in Chazal, in our Chachamim,
shekololu achalokim ha'ida beseder,
that they have placed these rules in proper order,
vechiluk acher yoser prati,
in a different substruct that is more definitive, specific.
And it is ordered
according to the proper derech a person should go, and what is required to be able to go from one step to the next.
Liknos osam al nacham,
to be able to properly acquire all of these midos.
V'hu masha amru b'braisa,
and this is that which is stated in a braisa.
Huva b'mkomos shonim b'shash,
which is brought in many places in Shas.
Ve'echa mehem b'perek lifnei edeyem,
and one of them is in perek lifnei edeyem in avodah zorah.
Zel shonim, this is what they say.
Mikan amar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, from here Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said,
Torah mevi'a lidei zehiros,
Torah brings about zehiros, being cautious.
Zehiros mevi'a lidei zrizos,
caution brings about being zealous.
Zrizos mevi'a lidei nekiyos,
being zealous brings about being clean.
Nekiyos mevi'a lidei prishos,
being clean leads to staying away.
Prishos mevi'a lidei tahara,
staying away leads to purity.
Tahara mevi'a lidei chasidos,
purity leads to chasidos.
Chasidos mevi'a lidei anova,
and chasidos brings about humility.
Anova mevi'a lidei yiras chait,
humility brings about fear of sin.
Yiras chait mevi'a lidei kedusha,
fear of sin brings a person to holiness.
Kedusha mevi'a lidei ruach hakodesh,
and kedusha will bring a person to having ruach hakodesh.
Ruach hakodesh mevi'a lidei tchias emesim,
and ruach hakodesh can then bring about the level of revival of the dead, tchias emesim.
Mechasidos gedola mekulan,
and chasidos is greater than all of them.
Shenemar,
oz dibarta bechozon lachasidecha.
The pasuk in Tehillim says,
then you have spoken in a vision lachasidecha, to your chosid, to your righteous one.
Veine apia brisa hazos hismachti lachaber chaburi ze,
and based off of this brisa, I have relied upon to compile this sefer
lelamed laatzmi, to teach to myself,
ulahazkir laachinim, to remind others,
to know haavoda hashlema lamadrugosehim,
the requirements of avodas Hashem, the complete avodas Hashem, and all of their steps.
And I will explain for each and every one of them
their aspects and their divisions and their specifications.
Haderech liknos, also the way in which to acquire them,
umahe mafsidov, and that which detracts from them,
vaderech lishomer mehem,
and the way to guard them.
Ki ekra bo ani v'chol mi sheyimtza bo nachas,
and I will read in it, and anybody who will find pleasure in it,
l'man nilmad liyiras Hashem Elokeinu, in order to learn to fear Hashem our God, velosi shokach mimenu chavosein lefanov, and that we not forget our obligations that we have before Him. Vasher chamrios hateva mishtadel lahosir milibenu akriya veistaklos, and that which our physical nature is working hard to remove from our hearts, are reading through this and are focusing on this. Ya'alal zichroneinu v'yireinu el hametzuva aleinu. This will come to our foreground of our minds, of our memory, and it will awaken us to towards the one who commanded over us. V'Hashem yiyeh b'chisleinu v'yishmor ragleinu milochad, and Hashem should help us and protect us from stumbling and becoming ensnared. V'siskayim bonu b'koshas ha'meshorer ha'ohov le'alokov, and it should be fulfilled amongst us the request of the one who sings, meaning David HaMelech, Ha'ov le'alokav, who is loved to his God. Harini Hashem darkecha, Hashem, teach me your ways. Ahalach ba'amitecha, that I should go in your truth. Yachi levavi li'yiroshmecha, focus my heart to fear your name. Amen, ken yirazon. Let this be your will.